You're listening to SBS News.
After several days of mediation, Rugby Australia and Israel Folau have reached a settlement, putting an end to the legal battle over the former Wallabies sacking. Rugby Australia terminated the 30-year-old's contract in May after a post he shared to social media said homosexuals, among others, would go to hell if they didn't repent. The sporting body has now publicly apologised to Folau, acknowledging he didn't intend to harm or offend anyone with his post.
Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby do not in any way agree with the content of the social media post. Inclusiveness is one of rugby's core values and it welcomes all people to the game, including all members of the LGBTI community.
Rugby Australia had argued the devout Christian breached his code of conduct, but today it acknowledged his post reflected his genuinely held religious beliefs. In a video posted online, Folau thanked God and his supporters for the result.
With today's acknowledgement and apology by Rugby Australia, we have been vindicated and can now move on with our lives to focus on our faith and our family.
The terms of the settlement are confidential, but Folau was seeking $14 million in compensation for his sacking. Former rugby union player Ross Reynolds has told the ABC it's hard to know if there's a winner in the dispute.
Oh, it's massive distraction for the game. It clearly upset Australia's focus and particularly New South Wales, Waratahs leading through the Super Rugby because it happened right at sort of the halfway point there and getting ready for the back end of that season. And all of a sudden this comes out and just distracts the players enormously.
Speaking outside court on Monday, Rugby Australia's boss Raylene Castle thanked the community for its support throughout the ordeal.
We come here today with a genuine desire to find a settlement that is sensible and reasonable so that we can return all our focus and resources to growing the game of rugby across Australia and ensuring that all young boys and girls who play a game across Australia have great rugby experiences.
LGBTIQ plus advocacy group Equality Australia has commended the sporting code for taking a stand and says the settlement demonstrates a religious discrimination bill isn't needed in Parliament. Equality Australia's chief executive is Anna Brown.
We can actually move forward and let's focus on the fact that we don't need a legislation that will introduce new protections for people of faith and hand a licence to discriminate.
It's a sentiment echoed by Labor MP Stephen Jones.
This event, the settling of the Folau dispute, together with the obvious failure of the initial draft of the government's Religious Freedom Bill, to be a moment where we step back and say maybe we should be doing this another way.
Amy Hall, SBS News.